In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, today we hear the parable of the talents, which is a very famous parable and loved by all. And actually, it's first of all a parable of the kingdom of God. And it begins with our Savior announcing that. He says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." And so, why do we speak, or why does the Savior speak of the kingdom of heaven? And the reason that he does is that the mystery and the glory of paradise was lost through the fall, through the sin of Adam and Eve. And when this mystery was lost, so the whole creation fell under the dominion of darkness. And so it is our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ came to reestablish the kingdom of God and to bring once again to the created order the light and the glory and the mystery of salvation. And so but given the context, namely that our life had fallen into sin, so then for the Lord it's as though he's traveling from a far country. He's traveling from the dominion of grace and glory into the land of darkness. And it's a far country, it says. And he calls his own servants and delivers unto them his goods. And the question is, who are his servants? And that's something that each and every one of us has to look at very, very carefully. We have been gathered into the body of Christ through baptism and chrismation and through participation in the mystery of the divine services and participation in the mystery of Holy Communion, of the body and blood of Christ. And so it is, absolutely, we are his servants. And there are others who have been called, who have not yet come, but they have been called. And so it is, he comes to his servants. And he delivers his goods. And the question, of course, it sounds very material, but reality is an analogy for spiritual things. And what are his goods? In reality, his goods are embodied in the Holy Spirit of God. So it is that through our baptism and chrismation and our life in Christ, the Holy Spirit of God comes upon us. And it is something of great value. And so it says in the parable, he gave to one person 5 talents, which, you know, is very material. But he gave a very special grace to one person. And then he gave 2 talents to another person. The same reality, the power of the Holy Spirit, in a lesser degree. And then he gave to another person 1 talent. And what's fascinating is what happens. The person who received the 5 talents uses it in a creative way and amasses 10 talents. Namely, he takes the gifts that God has given him and he multiplies them by his faith and by his love and by his mercies. And the second one who received the 2 talents also multiplies them. And he doubles what he has received and in love and mercy and the glory of God. And the one who received, the person who received the 1 talent, hid it in the ground. That is, he hid it in darkness. And then, of course, the Lord came and judged them. This is the amazing thing. And the person to whom he committed the 5 talents, he declared him to be a good and faithful servant. And he doubled them. And the person who had the 2 talents and multiplied them, he also declared to be a good and faithful servant. And he doubled them. But the one who planted or buried his talents in the ground, he gave over to condemnation and to separation from life in Christ, and separation from God. What's important about this this parable is it's not some abstract story. It's a story about you and me and all of us together. We have been given a special talent, a special grace. And we are called to multiply it. And which requires us to look inside of ourselves and ask, what are my talents? Now, obviously, we would like to, we'd like to once again materialize these talents. Perhaps we have a talent for serving others in certain ways, but it seems as though in the world we use our talents, as it were, to gain what we need for our families, which of course is important, to gain recognition and so on. And the question really is, which is important, absolutely necessary, but the reality is, what about spiritual life? What are we doing with our talent? Are we multiplying it? And we know for a fact, from experience of the saints and from our own lives, the grace of God burns brightly within us when we pray. There's no question about it. And I think of people who are experienced in prayer, meaning not I shouldn't say experienced, who are regular in prayer. That's really the most. Whether or not we're experienced is another question. But who are regular in prayer, in time you realize that when you go forth toward the day, if you haven't prayed, the quality of your day is very, very different than it is if you have prayed. And so it is, we understand that something changes in us when we pray. We also know that if we find ourselves in frustration, I'll speak for myself. When I find myself in frustration, that the solution is not more activity, actually. It's to turn inwardly and to pray. And we can do this, even as we work. And so it is, we have to take the talent that God has given us and to multiply it in prayer. But then, of course, there are other things we must do. And that is, we must multiply them, our talents, in love. It's caring for one another. And treating one another with respect and kindness. And trying to slay the demon of impatience. And to confront irritation with calm and warmth and love. And so it is, little by little, exercising the various virtues of love and kindness and hope and mercy and forgiveness and compassion, we multiply the grace that we have. The grace becomes stronger and stronger. And this is really what the lives of the saints are about. They're about people who have received a talent and they have multiplied it through the life of virtue and kindness and love and prayer. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ our God, let us examine ourselves and find ways to take what we have given and multiply it so that when the Lord comes and looks upon us, he will say, good, and call us good and faithful servants, and he will gather us into his kingdom. And I think even in the context of our church life and our community life, is it really, really a good place to begin? Here we have this little community, and we have all of its responsibilities, which are all the things that we do. We have our lunches and meals and the keeping up of the facility and the support of the clergy, and it goes on and on. And they're just the keeping the grounds and continuation of the services, all of which happen, and all of which have we have received and support us. They actually lift us up. That's why we come to the church and participate in it. And so here, in this context, we really need to take a look and say, okay, what can I give back to the community that has been the mediator of salvation and of forgiveness and of mercy and of love? And that's really true, because I know virtually everyone that's baptized and comes into the church realizes that they've been given a remarkable gift. Some people it takes longer than others, but absolutely people realize this to participate in the life of the church is a profound gift. The other thing that's fascinating about it is people will say, how do people come to the church? And one of the things I've realized over the years is that in reality it seems as though somehow or other people are miraculously plucked up by circumstances and they come. It's not because we have certain pamphlets or the grace of God and the love of God somehow draws them invisibly to this place. And I am certain that in spite of all the frailties of myself and the community, I know that this is an oasis. It's an island of salvation. And it gives forth in the lives of all of us fruits. So the question, to state it again, what is our responsibility? And of course, you have to think, okay, because it's very easy. It's like when people go for a job. They go for a job for themselves, right? And not many people probably think too much about the other person who doesn't have a job. We're looking for a job. So we look in turn, we have the job, we're satisfied. It's very worldly. In this case, we have to understand how we got here. By the grace of God. It's just amazing. Just all of a sudden something happens, and someone says something, and we're here. And the grace of God envelops us. We must give back to our community. And there are many ways. And if we can't think of any, we should ask Matryoshka Ksenia and others who have been here. How can we give back to our community? And of course, we have to give back to our community in financial support. We have to support our community. But this is the real world. It would be nice when we know we're in the kingdom of heaven in the context of the services. But the buildings and facilities and all of that are not yet translated into a realm of eternal existence. And they are very much a part of the material world. And we need to support. So, brothers and sisters in Christ our God, let us look within ourselves this day and ask, what can I do to take the talents that God has given me and multiply them? And multiply them in the context of our church, but multiply them in our family, and multiply them in our community, and, as it were, so far as our prayers can go to the edge of the world and multiply the talents of love and grace that God has given us throughout the whole world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.